The toll from this weekend's bombing in the heart of Stockholm, one suicide bomber dead, two passers-by wounded, and Sweden's reputation as a peaceful, open society shaken. Sweden's top prosecutor said today that the man who blew himself up in a busy shopping area on Saturday was carrying three sets of bombs, and the prosecutor assumes that the bomber was planning to attack a train station or department store to inflict maximum carnage, but the bomb detonated prematurely. Authorities have all but confirmed that he is Taimur Abdul-Wahab, a 28-year-old Sunni Muslim and Swedish citizen. His family moved to Sweden from Iraq in 1992. For more on the presumed bomber and the reaction in Sweden, I'm joined by Robert Aschberg. He's columnist for the newspaper Aftonbladet. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And what more can you tell us about what authorities have learned or said about the suspected bomber?
Well, the police really don't say much because they don't want the investigation messed up. But they are now looking for accomplices that they suspect Abdul Wahab had. They're looking for accomplices in Sweden, Britain, and the Middle East. Other people have been speculating here that this guy was a loner. Obviously, his family says they didn't know anything about it. And in this message, the warning message that he sent to the big news bureau and to the police, I think 10 minutes before the bomb went off, he apologizes, you know, not having lied to his family.
If I understand the family history here, the suspected bomber moved with his family from Iraq to Sweden when he was 10. He went to university, though, in Britain in 2001.
Yes, he went to high school and all the usual education up to that age in Sweden. And his friends there thought that he was a normal guy, drinking beer, playing basket, having fun, not being too religious.
And what are you hearing about when he became radicalized, when he started espousing his extremist views?
It seems that he became radicalized in Great Britain during his taking his course in physiotherapy. He went to an Islamic center there in Luton, and the Swedish press quotes the founder, Qadir Baksh, when he describes Abdul Wahab as, and I quote, nice, talkative, but very radical and extreme in his views.
And as far as we know, he was not on the radar of Swedish law enforcement at all prior to this bombing?
No, he wasn't, and they confirmed this. There have been other threats in Sweden, and they have raised the warning level for terrorist actions. So, but they say this is not related.
Mr. Aschberg, what can you tell us about the Muslim population within Sweden, how integrated they are within Swedish society, and what, if any, anti-immigrant sentiment there has been building up?
There are around 400,000 Muslims in Sweden out of a population of 9 million people. Most of them are immigrants, first generation, second generation, and most of these people are very, you know, peaceful, just going about their daily work. Still, there's a problem with integration. Many live in certain areas where it's hard to find jobs, and the usual European contradictions are there. And when it comes to racism or Islamophobia, that's, of course, has been growing. In the latest election, a right-wing party gained 20 seats in parliament.
What would you say the climate is right now following this bombing, how fearful people are, whether people are fearing that a society that's, as we say, known for being open and tolerant may become less so?
What I know is that the prime minister in his first speech after this, the bombing, said that we have to keep the society open. He warned everybody for these kind of dangerous sentiments. You could say that there's been a big debate over having Swedish soldiers in Afghanistan. There are about 500 soldiers there today, five dead so far. And the latest polls say that 45% of the population is for having Swedish soldiers in Afghanistan. 35% are against, and 20% have no opinion.
I've been talking with Robert Aschberg, a columnist for the Swedish newspaper Aftonbladet. Mr. Aschberg, thanks very much.
Thank you, too.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.